I promise you, I am the last person in the world who should attempt to teach you a word in another language. I took 2 years of German in high school and 2 semesters of it in college, and all I can remember is Ich bin, which means I am. Understand, I can't even remember enough German to make a complete sentence out of those words. Once, after I spoke in a women's prison in Colombia, South America, I wanted to be able to greet each woman as she picked up the small gift we had for her. And I wanted to be able to say, "The Lord loves you," in Spanish. But I couldn't even keep it straight. My husband, David, had to stand behind me and repeat the Spanish phrase over and over because I kept getting off track. I mean, who knows what I said to those women? But there is a Hebrew phrase I want to teach you because it adds such dimension to the story the Bible tells, beginning with the first sentence in the Bible. And besides, it's kind of fun to say. Are you ready? Here it is. Tohu wabohu. It's there. In the opening sentences of the Bible, our English Bible reads, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep." The Bible begins by saying that God created the heavens and the earth, and that it was, if we were reading it in Hebrew, tohu wabohu. It was without form and void, or formless and empty, as the NIV puts it. Tohu means unformed, chaotic wilderness. And bohu means empty. So Genesis 1:2 tells us that when God created the heavens and the earth, it was initially an uninhabitable wasteland, a barren wilderness. There was no shape or form to it. No life could live in it. Now, I suppose I always thought that when God created the earth, he spoke it into existence as it is. But evidently, what God spoke into being was initially a mass of unformed matter in which nothing and no one could live. It was the raw materials to which God would give shape and form. In fact, there were 3 significant problems with the earth as God initially created it, according to Genesis 1:2. It was, 1, formless, 2, empty, and 3, dark. But it was not without hope. Why? Because, according to verse 2, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit of God was there hovering, or fluttering, over the deep darkness of the unformed earth like a hen hovering over an unhatched cosmos. Something was about to happen. God, by his Spirit, through his word, was about to illumine and order and fill his creation. So right here, in the first chapter of the Bible, we discover that tohu wabohu is not a problem for God. As his word, "Let there be," goes out, and as the Spirit's creative energy hovers, what was dark was flooded with light, and what was chaotic came to order, and what was empty was filled with life and beauty and purpose. And this is really good news. Because although you may have been unfamiliar with the term tohu wabohu, the reality of it may be achingly familiar. Perhaps you sense that in the deepest, most honest place inside you, that it is tohu.